call a flying skunk?
I don't know what.
A smellicopter.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
You can find a learning guide with this episode. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for skunks.
Stinkle, stinkle, little skunky, tell me why you smell so funky. Lifting up your tail so high, you're so stinky, you make me cry. Stinkle, stinkle, little skunky, tell me why you smell so very funky.
Here comes one now!
Stinkle, Stinkle, Little Skunky is Lucas Miller from I Love Earth, the Absolute Best of the Singing Zoologist. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. It's another great day to be with all of you, including all the kids on Zoom. Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
And who's with us today?
Hello, it's Kodiak.
Hello, it's Lucy.
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hi, it's Kate.
Hello, it's Octavia.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hello, it's Zen.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hello, it's Melissa.
Hi, it's Lucas.
Hi, it's Corbett.
Well, I am super excited about this show, you all, because it's about a topic I love, skunks.
Oh my gosh, skunks.
Yippee.
Oh, so stinky.
Cool.
Oh, wow. We're learning something about a very strange animal.
Now, strange is relative there, Melissa, because I happen to think skunks are very not strange. They're normal in my life. When I was a baby, someone gave to me a homemade stuffed animal skunk that I never let go of. Skunky. I love Skunky. I still have Skunky. And I have skunks living around my house. And I wonder how many other people have skunks around.
I wish I did.
I actually have a stuffed skunk.
Aw. Yeah, Kate, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thankful to say that I've never been sprayed. But I have smelt it.
So maybe they're not so strange, but they certainly have strange properties. And we're going to learn a lot more about them with Dr. Jerry Dragoo. He is the founder and the director of the Dragoo Institute for the Betterment of Skunks and Skunk Reputations. And Dr. Dragoo is so kind to be with us on the show today. We can't wait to learn more about skunks. Plus, we're going to have a book review by our own Evan Dates, a series called A Boy Called Bat. It was a 2018 Global Read Aloud book, but it's actually a trilogy, and Dr. Dragoo is actually a character in these books. Plus, we're going to hear from the kids in the Extinction Diaries in their series that they're doing on animals that were thought to be extinct but no longer are. They're covering an animal that is quite misunderstood, similar to our own skunks. We've also got a skunky story for you by the legendary storyteller Bill Harley. There's great music for you today on the Children's Hour, including this next one, David Polansky with his skunk song.
What's black and white comes out at night and almost never bites. Who eats his meals from garbage cans when the lids are not untied? Is it a chipmunk? No, no, no. Is it a gopher? Well, if it smells real funky and you know it's not a monkey, it's a skunk. What's soft and cute? Dresses up to lunch and sup in a black and white striped suit. Is it a zebra? No, no, no. Is it a penguin? Well, if he lifts his tail, you better up and hit the trail, cause he's a skunk. And though a skunk is just a fluffy little furry thing that many people never see, when he is frightened, he produces such an awful smell. It makes you know, say, set me free. He's black and white, comes out at night, and almost never bites. He eats his meals from garbage cans when the lids are not untied. He's not a chipmunk, no, no, no. He's not a gopher, And if he lifts his tail, you better up and hit the trail, cause he's a skunk.
Listening to the Children's Hour, and that was David Polansky with his skunk song. Well, on the show today is a very esteemed guest. It is Dr. Jerry Dragoo. He is the founder and director of the Dragoo Institute for the Betterment of Skunks and Skunk Reputations. Dr. Dragoo, it is such a pleasure to welcome you to the Children's Hour.
Well, thank you. It's fun to be here.
The kids have a lot of questions. We're just going to jump right in.
Hopefully I have more than three answers.
What is a skunk?
Well, skunks are carnivores. So they're in the group of animals that eat meat. Although skunks don't only eat meat, they eat a bunch of other things as well. They like bugs and flowers and vegetables and a lot of other things. So they're what we call omnivores. That's their dietary habit, but they're listed in the order carnivora. So with those groups of animals. And they're, most people think of skunks, they think of the striped skunk. And that's about the size of a small house cat, long tail, small ears.
What is the extent of the range of skunks?
Well, the range of skunks is pretty much in the Americas. And you find them all the way down from the tips of South America, all the way up into Canada. And there is a small relic population in the Philippine, Borneo, Sumatra area. And those are the stink badgers. And we found that those were closely related to skunks as well.
Why is the striped skunk so much more prevalent in the United States than the others?
The reason striped skunks are prevalent in North America, that's kind of where they evolved. And so you'll find them from Central America, Northern Central America, all the way up through Canada. But in North America, and they're also more likely to be seen around people. They like human habitation. And so you're more likely to see them than you would some of the other species. But spotted skunks occur throughout the U.S. and into Central America as well. And we also have a hooded skunk, which is found primarily in the desert southwest area, and then also into Central America. And a hognose skunk, which historically got up into Colorado. And within the last, decade or so, we've seen records of them up to the Colorado border in New Mexico. So there are other species. They don't interact as much with people as striped skunks do.
How did you discover that skunks were not actually rodents?
So all carnivores have anal scent glands, which is the bad smelling part. And mustelids, which is where you find ferrets, weasels, otters, badgers, all those kinds of things, they're in the Mustelidae, or the weasel family, ferret family if you want. Historically, skunks have been classified with that group of animals. And when we started working with the DNA and trying to figure out how they related to, mainly within each other, I was looking interested in population genetics when I started. And we could not get them to group with the weasel family. And they ended up being outside of that. And so if you look at how they're related now, they actually, at the base of that radiation, so they've been around for about 40 million years. And so they were the first branch off of that group. And then the next branch came off with things like red pandas. And then you have weasels and raccoons, which are closely related. And those are two different families. And so since we couldn't get the skunks to group with the Mustelid, or we called them their own family, the Mephitidae.
And that's why you call yourself a mephitologist. We are speaking with Dr. Jerry Dragoo. He is a mephitologist at the Dragoo Institute for the Betterment of Skunks and Skunk Reputations. Dr. Dragoo, you've barely mentioned the thing that everyone thinks of when they think of skunks.
Well, the obvious one, of course, is the smell. And that part of how they get their bad reputation is they're worried about, okay, well, do skunks smell bad? And of course, my opinion is they don't. It's what they spray that smells bad. And so if you're walking around and you scare a skunk and it sprays you, the skunk's going to smell fine. You're the one that's going to smell bad. And the other thing we worry about is rabies. A lot of people think all skunks have rabies, and that's not true. Like any mammal, they have to be exposed to the virus. And once they're exposed, then they can potentially get it. Unfortunately, skunks are very susceptible to pretty much every strain of rabies virus that can be found.
Can baby skunks spray?
The earliest that I would have detected the spray is an animal that was 3 days old. At that age, it's not really, you don't get that nice, strong, powerful liquid. It's more of a kind of a gaseous thing. And it's just kind of just a little poof, and you can just pick up the odor that way. Once they're walking around and eating and all that kind of stuff, they're probably about maybe 6-7 weeks old, you'll get more of a liquid spray that comes out. It's an oily spray, and that's more potent.
What is the spray made out of?
The different species of skunks actually have different chemical components, but they're all kind of sulfur-based, and there's actually two different types, and one of them is more like a salt, and the other one's more volatile, which means that it dissipates, it gets into the air a lot quicker and just kind of floats around easier. And the other part is more of a salt. And so what happens when the skunk sprays you initially, you get this nasty smell and it lingers around and it's all around you, you run through it. But if you get any on you, that is not quite as powerful, but if it gets wet, that salt kind of breaks up and then it releases that more of that smell. And that's why the spray will actually last for several weeks.
Does tomato soup really work to get rid of skunk spray?
There is a chemist in California who did a study on that. And basically what happens when you smell skunk, it just overwhelms your nose. And so it's just really powerful and it just smells really bad. And tomato juice, tomato soup, anything like that is also a strong odor. And so your nose is tired from smelling skunk. And so when you put the tomato juice on, you start washing off with that, you get this really powerful smell of tomato juice. And so that people would say, hey, that smell is gone. But Bill Wood, he's the chemist who did this, he said, you go outside, get a breath of fresh air, come back in, all you're going to smell is skunk. So it doesn't really remove the odor, but it just kind of covers it up temporarily.
That is just something I always thought was true.
Yep. Call it olfactory fatigue.
Wow, it even has a name. We're talking with Dr. Jerry Dragoo. He is the founder and director of the Dragoo Institute for the Betterment of Skunks and Skunk Reputations. And we have some pictures posted of you with skunks doing handstands. We need to learn more. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and this is Joe McDermott from a CD called I Am a Baby. What's not to love about a skunk? You can find a learning guide with this episode. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for skunks.
My little brother Jimmy, he's as cute as he can be. He has a way with animals, and they just love Jimmy. He comes home with frogs and ladybugs, snakes and lizards too. And the room we call his bedroom looks like the city zoo. Now one day Jimmy wandered in, much to my surprise, with a furry little creature with very big brown eyes. It had black fur, a bushy tail, stripe upon its back. It followed Jimmy up the stairs, 'cause Jimmy had a snack. And Jimmy said, can we keep him? And I said, no. Oh, just for a little while. And I said, I don't think so. But I want to love him and feed him. I think I'll name him Blinky. And what's not to love about a skunk? And I said, Jimmy, they're stinky. Was off at work and Mom was on the telephone. I said, you better take a look at what Jimmy brought home. When she opened up the door to his room, I heard poor Mom in a voice I'd never heard before say, everyone stay calm. Can we keep him, Mom? And she said, no, just for a little while. She said, I don't think so, but I want to love him and feed him. I think I'll name him Blinky. What's not to love about a skunk?
Stinky.
Now Jimmy is a good boy. He did as Mama said. Down the stairs and towards the door, his pet he kindly led. He tiptoed down the stairway, trying not to upset the very gentle nature of his brand new pet. We tiptoed down the stairway, we whispered when we spoke, almost to the front door, that's when the dog awoke. I heard Mom say, oh no, out came our faithful pup. I heard our doggy say, woof woof, and Blinky's tail went up. Now I've smelled a rotten apple, and I've smelled the morning dew, but I tell that smell from lifted tail made all of us say, pew, like a 1,030 socks, 100 pounds of stinky cheese. And Blinky took a stroll outside to smell the evening breeze. And Jimmy said, I don't want to keep him, Mom. And she said, no, not even for a little while. And she said, I don't think so. Don't want to love him or feed him. Don't think I'll name him Blinky. I know what's not to love about a skunk. They're stinky. So that's my little story of Jimmy and the skunk, of how he made a friend that day and how our house was stunk. And his mom sprayed the house with some stuff that smelled like roses. Jimmy said, skunks will never be good pets as long as we have noses.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
There's a learning guide with this episode. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for skunks. The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, an educational nonprofit based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're listener-supported at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate the diverse cultural communities of New Mexico at nmculture.org.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder.
from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for The Children's Hour.